Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Delegate Marcus Simon is a Democrat from Fairfax County, and he says all that new 3D printing technology could be used to sneak guns through security lines at airports and courthouses. That's why he wants to create new criminal penalties to manufacture, import, sell, transfer, or possess undetectable firearms.
One of the things you can do with 3D printed guns is you can manufacture them in different interlockable pieces so that even when you disassemble it, you can't tell what it is through a visual inspection. So it has more to do with, frankly, how these things become undetectable.
Gun advocates see a problem here.
How does somebody know if they have a gun that's detectable by security?
That's Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
They're not going to let you go to the airport and put your gun through one of their machines and look at it to see what happens. They're not going to let you do that. You know, you'd have no way of knowing if something was detectable or undetectable because that equipment is not available to the general public for any kind of testing.
Simon says lawmakers need to take action now before it's too late to stop a tragedy. Van Cleve says this bill is a solution in search of a problem. I'm Michael Pope.